Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Just fine.
Welcome to the Arkham Files, an actual play Call of Cthulhu RPG podcast, featuring Donovan Ballard as Dr. Simeon Kantstanjevitz.
All right, guys, give me this brick. I'm going to throw it through a window.
Sam Morrison as Major Frederick Aloysius Bakersfield.
They didn't call me the actor in the war for nothing.
Abel Morrison as Officer Billy McConnell.
He's only been dead for a couple hours, and yet he looked days dead.
Seth Morrison as Tallahassee Turner.
I gotta practice my getaway driving for the first time ever.
Peter Morrison as Dominic Drunkard.
I'm begging you, please just tell my friend the truth.
There's always mysterious murders around here. Welcome to Arkham, buddy.
Now grab onto some dice and your sanity. Let's roll.
Corbett's house is beginning to look run down. The lawn is overgrown and dead in patches, and it looks like a couple of windows have been broken out. If anything, knowing how precise and pristine everything was, the effect is that it seems even more sinister than it did before. As if the outside is now starting to reflect the horrors that were hidden on the inside. The police signs on the door state the obvious: do not enter. What do you do?
We enter.
Okay, you enter.
We go up to the
front
door.
Are we there? We pulled up. We've walked up to the door.
Is the door unlocked?
Yeah.
Or do we need to
check the door handle?
The lock.
So, as you walk up, the front door handle is locked, but one of the windows nearby has been broken out.
We reach through.
Throw Dom through the window.
Toss me.
You're like, looks like Simeon's been here.
What is that supposed to mean?
There's a broken window, like you threw
bricks.
A brick
I
through.
I see bricks through the window.
Come on, guys.
Simmy just keeps showing up and throwing bricks through the window just out of spite.
Can we reach the, can we reach through the window and unlock the latch through it, or do we need to, like, climb through the broken window?
You could probably reach the latch.
Okay, we do that.
The broken window next to the door.
I reach through the.
Okay, so Dom Drunkard, using his vast experience of house breaking,
I am pretty good at it.
Knows an easy access when he finds it. So he reaches through the broken window, unlocks the door from the inside, and you turn the knob.
All right, we bust out our torches and we go to the basement and dig in the butthole dirt.
I turn the lights on.
We don't. Do we want to turn the lights on? It's going to be very obvious.
We're in a cul-de-sac. We're the only people on the street.
What about the naps?
This is where the Naps used to live.
I'm a cop, so I turned the lights on.
They moved away. Didn't you see the moving truck outside?
What about that douchebag that lives next door?
Barbers? Who's
always, yeah, the barbers.
Yeah, I can sweet-talk the barbers.
You can't sweet-talk the barbers.
Does the power still work?
As you enter in the house, you push the door open and it squeaks and things scrape out of the way as you swing the door open on the foyer here in the front entry area.
Do the lights even work?
So as you reach out and you click the switches next, just on the inside of the door, they do not actually work.
Okay,
it
now we flip
on the
torches.
It appears that the power company has probably shut off the power here, seeing as the house has been abandoned.
We flip on our torches.
Break out our flashlights.
And it's still, with the investigation and the case not yet gone to trial, it's still considered a crime scene. But coming in and looking around to this familiar location, you see that the interior looks somewhat ransacked, but whether by the police or looters or maybe even troublemaking teens, it's impossible to tell. It's dark. As I said, the power is out, and you can hear the sound of rain falling from outside the house, which you just came in out of. You hear it echoing on the porch behind you. And there's a smell of mold and mildew and something else that you don't know if you're letting your memories color your perceptions, but unfortunately, it's a smell you become quite familiar with of late. Death.
It smells like skin in here.
Oh my gosh.
What? Oh man.
That was well done, Seth.
Well done.
Have
we told the story of it smells like skin in here?
I don't think so.
Not to our fans.
Okay, so
not to me. I don't know
You don't know what this story is.
We're gonna lose subscribers if we tell this story.
Okay, so that story. One time I just got home from work. I don't remember. I just got home from work or something. It was when I was still living at home when we were living up in Park City. I was like 18, 19. Okay, so anyways, I come in. Pete and Sam come up to me and they're like, oh, hey, your girlfriend stopped by. She actually left you a present. And I'm like, well, oh, really? Oh, that's awesome. That's so cool. She's so great. Oh, I have the best girlfriend. Like, yeah, it's just downstairs. I'm like, okay, just back down in the living room. Like, yeah. And they're like, come on. So I'm like, okay. So I like walk. So I go walking down the stairs. And dude, like I was like halfway down the stairs when the smell hit me. And I was like, I'm walking down and I'm all like, it smells like skin down here. And my present, as I discovered, as I walk around the corner into the living room, was not in fact a thoughtful gift left me by my girlfriend and future wife.
I can't
wife.
Believe we're telling this story.
No, it was in fact the naked butt of my cousin as he was propped up with his butt poking up on the couch, covered completely by blankets, everything else. So there's just a dirty butt sticking out.
Oh my gosh.
And what I smelled
was... It was the original butthole basement.
Yeah. I think I said it smells like skin down here because I was worried that maybe my girlfriend was still there. So I was trying to politely say that it smelled like a dirty butthole.
Got him.
Because it, like, from like 28 feet... And like a room away, I could already smell the dirty butt exposed to the open air of the basement.
Man.
As I come around and I'm just stopped in my steps.
The dirty smell of death.
Yeah. So well done by Seth Tallahassee as he enters and smells that smell he is now familiar with.
So... This picture of the house and, like, the description and the floor, did you get this from an actual printout?
Yeah, this is the actual map for Mr. Corbett's house.
Okay.
This is from the scenario.
So his butthole monster was named Baby?
Yes, was his baby.
Okay.
And that's, he said that before, it was his child.
Okay.
On several occasions. But yeah, as you're in here, you see the house has looks like it's been ransacked. Again, you don't know if it was from the police taking things for evidence or people have stolen things, but there's also just crap all over the floor. It's messy. There's junk. From the broken windows, it looks like things have blown in from outside. And other just debris and detritus around here in the living room and the hallway.
Any hats?
Not visible right here, but there is a closet next to you.
I open the closet.
There's a hat inside.
I take it.
That means there's invisible college there with hats.
Yeah, I put it says, on Tallahassee's property
of, head. Property of the invisible college. Tallahassee turns invisible and goes to college.
Tallahassee Turner and the Invisible College.
Yeah, Tallahassee Turner and the Invisible College. Which is actually, that actually is a pretty true story for Tallahassee, for where he actually went to school. Oh yeah, I went to college, I swear.
Your mom goes to college. All right, let's head to the basement, fellas. I think we already know where we're going.
We go into the butthole basement.
Okay, you know where the basement is. It is in that somewhat hidden door on the wood paneling on the side of the staircase.
Any head beasts lurking?
You can roll a spot hidden.
Okay, I roll a spot hidden.
Okay.
76. Success. Spot hidden's 83.
You do not see any head beasts, no. But something that is that you do find interesting is among the debris and detritus on the floor, there does seem to be what looks like, now that you're actually looking at it, that there are bones mixed in.
What kind of bones?
With the various trash and leaves and things.
Human bones or animal?
Yeah, what
bones?
Kind of bones?
Looking closer, they're small. They're definitely too small to be human bones.
So it's not Walter.
So various. It's not Walter, for sure. But so you pick up a tiny femur and it zooms in and out on it anyway.
Is there still, like, the damage on the wall from Bakersfield, peeling off the the wallpaper?
Yeah, there's the spot of wallpaper missing on the wall. But it does appear to be animal bones. They're just kind of scattered around. You do see a dried-out husk of some kind of animal over in the corner. Maybe, like, a squirrel or a rat or maybe a cat.
Does this look like stray animals just came in here and like died randomly, or is there some sort of symbols around, like this could have been having rituals done in here?
You don't see any symbols. There doesn't seem to be any like ritualistic elements to it. It does seem kind of scattered. Whether or not they just climbed in here and died, or maybe got in here and couldn't find their way out, which also seems unlikely due to all the broken windows.
Does it look like something's been feasting on them?
The fact that a lot of the bones aren't intact and you do find just random bones scattered here and there, it does appear that at least something has scattered them.
Oh, that's too scary, guys. Imagine.
That's my line.
All right, I draw my Colt 45 revolver and I say, fellas, just in case, this could be a trap by Corbett luring us in here, and he's working with Ferris Wheelbarn and is going to kill us, or wanting to kill us.
All right, you go first, Tallahassee. You got diamond skin.
I'll go first. I got diamond skin.
I go last because I'm dying.
You've got dying skin?
Oh, yeah. You go wait in the car, drunk.
Yeah, I got shot, so yeah. I'm going to be last.
I draw my piece, too.
Okay. So an eerie sense does creep over you as you're glancing around, and these facts do now register as you're walking down the hallway in the dim light from the... It's morning outside, but it's been overcast all morning, and so the light is very dim here on the inside without any internal lighting. You guys did say you have flashlights, so you do have your torches for the Brits overseas, so they understand what we're talking about. Dummies.
Dummies. It's a little stick in our hand that shoots light out the end of it.
Yeah, it's a little stick in your hand. It's we call it a flashlight here. But though it does illuminate the interior here, it also does cause shadows to dance around eerily in this empty house. And memories of the last time you guys were here start to creep back. With his sweet new lucky hat on his head that was just discovered in the closet, Tallahassee opens the door and steps down onto the stairs leading down into the butthole basement. It's dark as a butthole down here.
Alex.
Oh, man.
You can't help yourself, can you, Alex?
I can't.
As bad as all of us.
No, guys, keep it on the road.
What? Butthole is 100% legal Arkham Files terminology.
As dark as a butthole.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, all right. We're good.
It's on theme. Okay.
I illuminate the darkness of the butthole.
Okay.
Both of you guys.
Gee, I wonder if this podcast is all dudes.
All right, I run down the stairs really fast.
Oh my gosh. Okay, yeah, we're the worst. All right, Tallahassee runs down the stairs into the darkness. All right, so the three of you go into the darkness of the staircase leading to the basement. As you're walking down, Dom Drinkard, as you are the one in the back, I want you to roll a listen.
I don't want to.
Are stepping down into the
staircase. Close your eyes and listen real
staircase.
Hard.
Yeah, close your eyes and listen real hard.
We left him in the back and the thing's coming.
Gonna get attacked
behind.
By another head beast.
Let's see.
Well, it is a butthole. It will come from behind.
I rolled a 59 and my listen is
27.
70. I succeed.
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice.
Make sure you're checking your boxes.
Hey, somebody hand me a pencil so I can check my box. Don't throw things at me, but thank you. So, yes,
so
success.
So, Dom Drinkard, just as your foot is hovering above that first step leading down to the basement, you hear a sound from upstairs.
Hang on, I hear a sound from upstairs.
It's a kind of skittering noise, like maybe the sound of an animal upstairs.
Or a head beast.
Or a couple animals. It's hard to tell. Or a head beast.
Or a couple
head
beasts.
Freaking head beast.
A shiver does run down your spine as you have a flash back to standing in the attic in the dark, trying to listen to similar sounds that you had been investigating up there. But you hear it scraping around little ticks of noises like claws on hardwood, like maybe a rat or a couple rats from upstairs.
Hey, Don, go check it out.
I hear the sound of a tool chest falling down the stairs. I'm going to go check it out.
Close the door.
Okay, so I go upstairs to
check
out the
headbeast. Are you by yourself, a wounded man?
I'm going to go by myself, a wounded man, to check out the headbeast.
You catch a scent of skin.
I catch the scent of skin.
Okay, Dom, you're going upstairs to investigate?
Yes.
Do you really?
What, do you guys think I should not?
Well, whatever we do, we gotta go together.
Yeah, go together.
Oh, really? But we hear the sound of skittering upstairs. Should we go upstairs?
Unless you just have a death wish.
I have a death wish.
No, I think we should just leave whatever's up there. Let's
fine, we'll go get the book. I think this is a mistake, though. We're going to get ambushed by head beasts.
All right, we keep going down the stairs.
And lock the basement
door. Close the door behind us.
We close the door behind us, and we keep going down the stairs.
The stairs.
Getting closer and closer to the smell of skin.
Somebody a little scared?
Okay, so you guys close the door behind you as you walk down the creaking staircase into the darkness of the basement. As you walk down, it does, the smell of earth does begin to mix and rise in the aroma and fragrance of the house around you, as there was a lot of dirt floor down here. You come down and you turn to the left and you enter back into what you remember and what you had called in your mind as the operating room. Back when you were down here before, you see the refrigerator and the various drawers and compartments, and everything is open and empty at a glance, though you remembered pieces and body parts placed in these compartments before, previously. So you turn and look to your left and see the cabinet that was placed against the southern wall, where you know obscures and hides the secret entrance to the room where Corbett's first and most beloved creation had lived.
It's baby!
All right, so where did he say we needed to dig in the butthole dirt?
In the back left corner?
He said back in the baby's room.
Okay, let's go into the butthole's room.
He knew nobody would have spent much time investigating in there.
In the back corner against the foundation, right?
Yeah.
We're going to go into the butthole room and dig in the butthole dirt.
Okay. All right, so you go down, you open that cabinet with the false back wall, and you push it open, revealing again the dark passageway, the hallway where you have the flashback, remembering the arm and the hand after hand after hand after hand coming around the corner of the wall before revealing the full scope and monstrosity of Corbett's creation that he created with the help of Ramasekva. The floor is dirt back here, with posts holding up the ceiling and the walls. I want you all to roll a listen check again.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no. I remember this spot. This is where I had a nice nap.
Yeah, remember when you fell down right here? And
oh, yeah, you almost got pulled into a butthole.
I got an 01.
27.
No way, I rolled an 02.
You got an 01?
I rolled an 02.
Dang, does he get, like, extra points if he,
Who cares about your 02 when someone's got an 01? Way to go,
like,
Seth.
I rolled an 02.
Yeah, that is the rule I made.
You'll always be an 02.
All right, Tallahassee.
I want to increase my listen. I rolled an 02.
Yeah, I only have 23 listen, and I got an 01.
I rolled an 02.
Oh, wow. Dom Drinkard, you got an 02?
I rolled an 02.
Cool. So you can watch as Tallahassee gets to add some onto his max.
This is some real bullshiz.
Is it? What do I roll again?
A D10 and cut it in half.
All right. 6, so 3.
Yeah. It's a nice little boost.
So mad right now.
Okay. Did all of you succeed?
Yeah, all of us.
Okay. So as you're pushing back into this room here, you hear a light thump from upstairs and then a skittering sound.
Guys, I'm pretty sure there's some sort of demon.
Like an animal, a rat, raccoon, or a cat or something maybe. As its claws skitter
only
across
one of
the
them?
Floor.
In the floor above us or coming down the stairs?
Floor above you. Like in the hallway. Which is what would be directly above you is that front hallway.
And is it, since I rolled an 01, can I tell if there's only one, or are there multiple?
You can't quite tell. It's too hard to tell. You hear the sound of, a tool chest falling down this. You hear the sound of multiple feet. From the sound of it, you would have to, it does sound like more than one.
All right, and we didn't hear anything in the room with us in the basement.
The number of claws and foot or foot noises, you would surmise it sounds like more than one.
More than one or a spider.
Or a spider. Or a giant spider. So one or the other. But you didn't hear it in the basement. It was above you.
All right, well, fellas, I wonder if that thing's getting closer. Maybe we...
Oh, so now you want to go investigate.
Might be hunting us.
Let's hurry up and dig in the butthole dirt and find the thing.
All right,
in
yeah, listen, Dom, you dig. You
all
dig.
Right, I dig.
Yeah, and I'll go...
No, you don't
cover.
Get to leave.
Yeah, you
said
watch
what?
The door
from here.
Are
we using
here?
Me as bait?
We'll go dig it up, and if anything comes down, you kill it.
Yeah, so
also
I'm
also let us know.
Okay, who's,
yeah, I'm going to go stand like around the corner of the entrance to use the cover, like corner as cover, in case I see something coming down the stairs.
Yeah.
All right, we dig in the butthole dirt.
Okay, who's going to dig in the butthole dirt?
Me.
Me
Billy
and McConnell.
And Dom.
Them two, of course.
Yeah.
Okay. As you guys are getting down closer, so there is a bit of a hallway, and then it opens back up into an open area down at the bottom, at the end of this hallway. The map is different than what I'm describing to you. In the map, it just has it opening up into an open room. What the actual layout is, there is a somewhat narrow hallway going down through the first, like, third of the room here, and then it opens up into an open space behind it, of which none of you ever actually ventured down into previously.
All right.
This is true.
We ventured down the butt crack.
As you venture down what we are calling now the butt crack into the darkness beyond. Okay, so Dom Drunkard and Billy McConnell, as you're approaching the corner and the opening room, I want you both to make a POW check.
What?
No!
No!
That's bullcrap.
What's going on? What's in here? Hey, wait, I still got my radio in my pocket.
You do.
Anything going
Billy,
on with
you
it?
You have like 100 POW. What are you worried about?
Not going off. Your radio's not going off. But as you guys are both approaching this
dude,
area,
Colbert,
you don't
totally
know if
double-crossed us.
You're just filled with an overwhelming sense of dread as you're approaching this area. And you don't know if it has anything to do with the events of your previous visit here in this space, or if it is something extra, something supernatural that is adding to this space.
Here we go.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah,
boy!
Success for me, 67.
I'm gonna take that. Yeah, boy, is most likely a success.
You rolled a 7, Pete?
I rolled a 7.
Oh, my God. That's
not a 1.
If you just got a 6 better, you could have added some onto your POW.
I know. Why can't I get a 1? But I still succeeded.
Okay.
You succeeded?
So you do feel this dread wash over you, but it's not enough to deter you from going back into this room and following deeper into the butt crack than any of you have been before.
I'm just too...
You've now reached the large intestine.
Colon's coming up.
Okay, so now you step back onto the dirt floor and into the area that was the primary den of the butthole monster.
Doo, doo, doo.
Dun, dun, dun. There is. It does smell like skin in here.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so what do you do?
Okay, what do we do? Go dig in the corner.
Okay, so as you look in, you see, and this area, this space just gives you the chills. And there is something about it that just feels so incredibly wrong. And it does feel like something more than just the bad memories that you have from your experience before. But the two of you press forward anyway, feet sinking slightly into the soft dirt here. The butthole dirt, as you wonk. Yeah. And I mean, if you think about, or if you remember the butthole monster, you know what's mixed in with this dirt. So going back to the corner in question, which, as he said, as you came in, was the back left corner. So do you go back and dig in the butthole dirt?
Take a quick look around, make sure there's nothing in here with us.
Okay, yeah, we shine the torches around the room.
Around, up at the ceiling.
Yeah. It's all, like, brick walls down here on the interior of this space that makes up the foundation of the home here. So you don't see, there doesn't appear to be anything in here. The police looks like they probably did do a perfunctory search. Probably, maybe, if anybody else was able to push back in here. But it largely looks undisturbed.
Billy, go dig in the butthole dirt and I'll keep an eye out.
I go dig in the butthole dirt.
Okay. So, Billy, you...
I watch.
Walk down back to the...
I hold the flashlight.
The dark corner of which...
I mean the torch.
Bernard Corbett described it to you. And you dig down, just using your hands, holding a flashlight with your left and digging with your right hand, setting your gun aside or holstering it.
I hold the torch so that I can shine it where he's digging.
All right.
But I also have my gun drawn just in case there's some sort of surprise that Bernard Corbett has left waiting for us.
So Tallahassee, you're...
I shout down the hallway and I say, watch out for booty traps!
Booby traps.
No, actually booty traps.
That's what I said.
Okay,
I know what I said.
So Dom's shining the light down and Billy's over there digging doggy style. Just like...
Oh my god, dude.
I don't know how else to describe it. He's got his butt up and he's just digging, throwing the dirt from between his legs, you know?
I start digging.
Is there a better term for that?
Is he panting?
Yeah, he's panting.
Oh, yeah, of course.
He's just standing there. He's bent over, and he's just throwing the dirt between his legs behind him. I don't know what else to call it. All right, he starts digging in the dirt like a dog.
There you go.
In the style
like
of a dog.
Like the style of a dog.
Also...
So, Billy, you start, as you're digging, you periodically, you're poking at each brick, you're kind of grabbing it, jostling it, seeing if it's loose. You only have to dig down about, like, 6 to 8 inches before you do feel one of the bricks is loose. So you grab and you pull it loose, and inside there is a small... as a waft of stinky butthole air hits you in the face. No. Behind the loose brick in the butthole dirt is what appears to be a small lockbox.
Oh my gosh, Sam.
I'm trying.
It's smaller than a butthole lockbox.
Alex, you're not up.
I don't know why this is getting Sam so bad.
Oh, I don't either, man. It's so stupid.
It's just butthole. We all have them.
Oh my gosh. Oh, dude. Oh. You're a loon.
Okay, yes.
I gotta take my headphones off.
There's a small lockbox, and it's probably 8 inches wide and maybe like 9 or 10 inches long. What do you do?
Well, first of all, I take the brick and I put it in my pocket and say, I'll save this for Simmy.
Simmy loves bricks.
It's perfect for Simmy. And is it locked? Can I open it?
It is locked.
It's locked? How big is it?
It's small. It's like a, let's say, I don't know, half a shoebox.
Like, could I fit a
it's
book in there?
It's kind of like a, yeah, you could fit a book in it. Okay. It's maybe like the dimensions, but not like the thickness of a shoebox. And probably a little smaller than a shoebox.
Well, I just pull it out, and I'm anxious to get out of there. So I look through the hole, make sure there's nothing else down there.
Okay.
And, yeah, grab the what did you call it?
Lockbox?
The lockbox.
The butthole lockbox?
The butthole lockbox. Okay. Yeah. And, yeah, after I give a search of the hole, then I'm ready to go.
Okay. So, Billy, you look down in there, you do a thorough search, and there doesn't appear to be anything else down here in this hidden compartment space up against the foundation of the house. Tallahassee, I want you to roll a listen check.
All right.
Go.
Major fail, 78 out of 26.
Okay.
Major Bakersfield fail?
Those extra three really helped me.
Yeah, Major Bakersfield fail.
What about spot hidden? Can I?
Yeah, you can roll a spot hidden if you want.
Yeah. All right, 40 out of 85, hard success.
Okay. You spot no hidden. You look around, you shine the flashlight around the basement area here. It's as I described earlier, there's nothing else about it that... You're starting to get the heebie-jeebies, so you start flipping the flashlight around at the dark
the
corners
torch.
Of the space.
I think
down
you
here.
Mean the torch.
But there doesn't appear to be anything alarming or distressing or interesting, I guess.
All right, McConnell and I might start making our way back towards Turner.
All right, so Billy, you take the box and you guys start heading back towards Tallahassee. Tallahassee, you hear the door swing open as those guys step back out into this operating room, as you've called it.
Did you guys find it? Did you get it? Are we good to go?
Yeah, we found it.
We got it. Let's get out of here as quick as we can. Yeah, let's be on alert, though. Get your weapons back out if you don't have them. I'll lead the way up the stairs.
Okay.
Pull my gun back out. Can I
tuck my gun out.
The lockbox under my arm so I can have the light and the gun?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
All right, so the three of you, what's the marching order here? Totem pole?
Totem pole, yep. Tallahassee.
Climb up on my shoulders.
Tallahassee, me, drunk
off. You go first. Okay. I'll bring up the rear.
Flying V, fellas. Whatever we can make with a three-pronged V. I'll go in the triangle.
Okay. All right, so you walk back up the creaking, creepy stairs. Do you push open the door?
Give a listen. Yeah, I was going to say, can I listen again?
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, I want to listen too.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. I want to listen three.
All right, I failed miserably.
47, success.
85.
Okay.
I rolled a 7.
Dang, drunk hard.
Again?
I'm rolling up a storm. Yes, again.
Okay. So it's faint this time. And it's quiet for a second as you're sitting there. And then just about as you guys are about to push the door open, you do hear a little scuffle of movement. It sounds like maybe it's coming from the back dining room. That's just down at the end of the hall to the left, across from the kitchen.
Okay. When we go through this door, let's just get out. I don't want to find out what's in here.
Did you hear something?
Yeah, there's skittering back near the dining room, so we should be clear going out the
all
front
right.
door. Let's just open the door and get out of here.
Maybe
you
can throw it open.
it can keep God back that way, and we'll head, and then you can bring up the rear. What do you say?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. All right, I'll throw this open. I'll cover the rear. Make sure no buttholes come up on the rear. And then you guys run out the front.
All right, you ready, Dom?
I am ready, baby.
Austin Powers over here.
See, Donovan got it.
All right, on three.
All right.
Are we ready? One.
Yep.
Two.
Three. Two.
Three.
Wait, what?
Are we going on one or going on three?
Wait.
On three.
On three, or we start at three and count down?
Okay, start at three, count down. You do the count.
All right.
Do we go on one, or do we go on go?
I'm going go.
Okay.
All right, one.
No, you...
Two,
what?
Said start at three.
Start at three.
Who's on first?
All right, we go on seven. Ready?
Seven, six,
three, two.
Wait, I thought I was counting.
Okay, go ahead.
Shut up, Dom.
Okay, ready? Yeah, God, you're throwing off my groove. All right, three, two, one, seven. All right, bust open the door and I point my gun back towards the fellas and I shoot them.
The front of the house.
Just kidding, towards the back of the house.
We run towards the front of the house, but I kind of sweep my gun about like I know what I'm doing. With my torch, I've got my hand in one gun and my torch in the other.
Your hand's
in
the gun?
Your hand on one gun, your torch on the other gun.
Exactly. And I'm sweeping them about as if I know what I'm doing.
Okay. So.
To cover as we make our way towards the door.
Okay, so. All right, so. Tallahassee, you throw the door open and you immediately move to your right and push into that dining room that's in the back left corner of the house there where Billy and Dom said they detected the last hint of the noises coming from up here. As the door swings back, Dom and or Billy, you push the door back out of the way as much as you can as Dom follows up behind you, and Billy, you go running towards the front door of the house. Dom following behind. So, Tallahassee, as you turn around the corner there at the end of the hallway, looking back into this room, it is dimly lit from the windows here in the dining room. There's the dining room table in here that still takes up most of the room in the middle here, along with some of the chairs. And you don't see anything odd or alarming at first glance. But as you're in here and you shine the flashlight around, suddenly there's motion and movement from the back corner of the room down near the floor.
I shine my flashlight on it.
Okay.
I also shine my
as
torch.
I'm walking backwards,
you're heading
like
towards the front door, dude.
Fine, I don't do anything.
Dom.
Yeah.
Dom, are you holding to shine the flashlight back there, or are you running for the front?
I was following Billy, but I was kind of covering his rear, so I'm, you know, shining the flashlight behind us. We're back to back, like Black Hammer and White Lightning.
Right. Okay, so, all right. So, Dom, if you are, as you guys are getting down to closer to the front door, there is an opening also, like, on the left side of the living room where it opens up to the dining room where you possibly can see into that back corner. So, Dom, I want you to roll a spot hidden. Tallahassee Turner, you on the other hand, as you detect some motion down there, you duck your head down to look under the table to the back corner of that room.
This is for you, Abe. Aw, balls. I rolled a 79, which is a definite fail because my spot hidden is 46.
Okay, Tallahassee Turner. As you duck your head down and look underneath the table back over in the corner, your flashlight falls on something. What it is, you are not really sure. It takes your mind a moment to actually take it all in. Exactly what this thing is over in the corner. It's about the size of maybe a dog. Like a mid-sized dog, like maybe a Labrador.
How many buttholes is it the size of?
Quite a few. But don't judge by that picture.
Where's the pic? Oh my gosh!
Whoa, dude, oh man, that thing is incredibly creepy.
Oh, how cute.
Alex, what do you do with your free time?
Hey there, little fella.
If you had to describe
what are you doing here?
Tallahassee Turner, it would look like some sort of horrible combination of a dog and spider.
I was thinking a grasshopper and spider.
Or a grasshopper. But it's about the size of a dog, and as you're looking at it, you actually do recognize some dog-like features. It looks like the head is actually maybe the head of some sort of canine, though it is devoid of fur. The arms and or the legs, the numerous legs coming off this thing, some of them appear to be canine and some are something else. But whatever it is, it doesn't appear to be friendly. It has sharp fangs in front, and it begins to growl as soon as the light flashes on it, and its eyes light up with reflected red light from your flashlight.
Torch.
Guys, we got something here.
You hear Tallahassee yell out as suddenly you hear the subtle scrambling and skittering noises you heard earlier are now suddenly very loud as this thing bursts into motion. Dom Drunkard, you can't see the creature itself, but you see one of the dining room chairs go flying towards you. As Tallahassee, this thing bursts into motion towards you.
So the chair came through room 3?
On the map?
And
yes, so
it's busting towards basically number 4 where Tallahassee's standing?
Yeah, Tallahassee's standing in that hallway right here on the northern end of the house that opens up on the northwest end of the house into the dining room. And Tallahassee, you spotted it right in the corner there of the room, the northwest corner of the room.
Do we have to roll sanity or anything?
Tallahassee, you're definitely going to need to roll for a sanity check.
All right. I'm going to shoot it as soon as I can.
This has all the earmarks of one of Bernard Corbett's horrible monstrosities. Some sort of amalgamation of a bunch of different limbs and creatures that he's managed to put together and give some semblance of horrible life. Again, driving home the nickname that he was given after his arrest, the Frankenstein of Arkham.
All right, I failed my sanity, 61 out of 29.
Okay. All right, I need you to roll a d4.
Got a 1.
All right, Dom Drunkard, what are you doing?
I am going to try to help Tallahassee. So wherever the thing is, I am going towards it to try and shoot it with my gun.
Wait, okay. You turning around?
So,
because we the plan was to book it out of the house. And he was covering the rear.
What about?
Hey, don't meta again.
So we're just gonna leave him to get eaten? He just called for us for that. Oh my gosh, there's bad stuff, and we're just gonna leave him there.
All right, so Dom, so you turn around, and are you moving towards that other doorway?
Yeah, I'm going to help Tallahassee.
To the dining room?
Yes.
You're going to die.
I trip him and run for the door.
You're a fool, Dom.
I'm a fool that loves you. All right, what were we doing?
Well, I rolled my sanity and failed.
He failed. He lost one point of sanity.
One point. Lost 1, of course.
Lucky.
Lucky what we have here.
So, I mean, as soon as I can have an option, I want to shoot it.
Okay. So. You do have a ready firearm. The first thing that you are noticing, aside from the disgusting, awful, weird spider dog creature that is rushing towards you, is just how incredibly fast this thing is moving. So, but you do have a readied firearm. What is your dex, Tallahassee Turner?
60.
Okay. So with a readied firearm, you have a plus 50 on that, which brings you up to 110.
Yarp.
Dom, what's your dex?
65.
Okay. What's your dex?
60.
Okay. All right, Tallahassee, you're going to be able to get a shot off here. Or three, or whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I want to shoot 3 times.
Okay. All right, you're going to need to roll with a penalty die.
Okay. I'm shooting right now. I'm good?
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, okay. All right, so I got 50 on both, 51 total. So that's a success.
Nice.
On the first shot. Oh, I got an 02 and a 22, so that's a success. Ooh. That's a hard success on that one.
Jeez.
Ooh, baby.
Jeez, you guys are rolling like bosses.
Then I got, is that a 60? Then a 69, so I failed on that one.
Okay.
So success, hard success, fail.
Okay. Go ahead and roll damage on your first two.
1d10 plus 2. So it's 5 plus 2 is 7. And a 5 plus 2 is 7. So 14.
That's one God dead monster. Beast.
You shoot it in half long ways. Charles long ways.
Okay, Tallahassee, you... though this thing growling and screeching as it starts scrambling towards you is horrific, it doesn't actually throw you off as you pull up your Colt single-action army and fire 2 shots. The first one hitting it square in the torso, or the thorax maybe, you're not exactly sure on how to define this thing. Your second shot actually blowing off one of its numerous legs as it's scrambling towards you. The third one goes wide, as maybe it would have hit if it hadn't blown the leg off that you were shooting at. It appears to be incredibly wounded as it screeches. As it screeches, as it's still barreling towards you. It's not down, but it looks like it's in bad shape. So, Tallahassee, as it's running towards you, it leaps into you. Do you want to fight back or dodge?
Yeah, I'm going to fight back.
Okay. All right, so go ahead and roll a fighting brawl.
I failed. I got a 65 out of 50.
Okay. All right, it got a... not quite a hard success, but pretty dang close. All right, so Tallahassee, as you fire out these 2 shots, it leaps into the air and plows right into you, knocking you over onto your back as you were squatted down firing at it from under the table. It doesn't actually claw into you or bite you, actually. It just plows and barrels into you, knocking you to the ground as it continues past you, going directly for the window, the broken out window that's behind you.
Oh, now I feel bad.
Which window?
Out
the back door?
Yeah, to the east. As you came in, you had to kind of walk into the room and peek underneath. So basically the kitchen that's kind of behind you.
Okay.
So, Dom, what do you do?
Tallahassee's getting attacked by the
dog beast,
yeah, you,
right?
You hear the gunshots and the screeching. You see the flash of light as the gun goes off. And then you hear a grunt from Tallahassee and a commotion as Tallahassee gets knocked to the floor. And I guess if you're kind of standing, if you were, you're standing in the hallway, I guess, right there. So you would have seen it like barrel into Tallahassee just at the end of the hallway.
All right.
So I actually need you to roll quickly.
I charge it and try to stab
How
it
much?
With a knife.
Roll
How
a sanity
How much
check.
Do I charge it? Okay, here I go.
As you see this creature,
hey, this is for you.
This, whatever this monstrosity is, come flying into and
it's a
knock
scare.
Into your secret love, Tallahassee Turner.
My secret love. Oh, my rolls have started to go downhill. I rolled an 83.
Uh-oh. All right, I'm going to need you to roll a d4.
My sanity. Where's my d4? There it is. I rolled a 4, so there's that.
Yep.
That puts me down to 49. I don't have a... Oh, there it is. Okay, so I lost 4 sanity. That puts me at 49 sanity.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so now can I charge it and stab it with a knife now?
Okay, so you're going to charge in and try to stab it?
Stab it with a knife. With a knife.
Okay. All yes. right, so you go Wait. Charging forward. And so as you go running down the hallway, as you come around the edge, you see it's run into the kitchen here. And it's up
yes.
as you come around the corner of the kitchen and you, Tallahassee, as you're laying on your back and you're trying to watch this thing as it's going, it's up on the counter in the kitchen up against the back wall and it's scrambling at the broken window in the back trying to get out of the house.
Oh, so it's not actually engaged in melee with Tallahassee anymore?
No, it just plowed over him. It knocked him over and went right past him.
Oh, then I'm going to shoot it.
Okay.
Is it just trying to get away?
From what it looks like, that's what it looks like. It's not looking at either of you. It's trying to climb through this broken window here. Out into the backyard.
That seems odd. All right, I'm just going to follow it then.
Okay. All right, so...
If it goes out the back window, I'm going to follow it out the back door.
Okay. Tallahassee, what are you doing?
I'm going to run same direction.
Okay, so the both of you watch as this creature scrambles through the back window that's of the kitchen here, and it drops down to the lawn of the backyard here. Dom... You throw open the back door as you're watching it, and this thing, again, at its incredible speed, though it's slowed down quite a bit because it's obviously wounded and the loss of one of its legs as it bolts through the backyard towards the back of the backyard, towards the fence and the tree line back there.
I keep following it.
Okay. I want you both to roll a listen check.
All right. To 28 at Frick at a 26.
I rolled a 75. I used up all my good rolls.
Okay. All right, so you both
but
failed.
My listen, yes.
Fail.
Okay. All right, so Dom, you continue to follow it. You watch, but it's quickly outpacing you as it is so fast, even in its injured state. As it gets to the...
Even though it had one of its legs shot off?
Yeah, but it has like 7 others. So... As it arrives at the back fence, it quickly scales it and leaps over the top into the room, into the yard beyond, and is now out of your sight.
Well, now I'm concerned it's going to eat a child. All right, I'm going to turn around and go back to where McConnell is.
Okay. Tallahassee, what are you doing?
I'm going to go chase it and... climb the fence and see if I can at least see where it went, because that was my concern. I was debating whether or not to shoot it in the house again and try to kill it, because I didn't want it to kill anyone else
right.
or hurt anyone else. So So I'm going to at least scale the fence as best as I can, at least look over it and see where it went.
Okay. All right, so Tallahassee, you go running through the backyard chasing this thing. As you get to the back fence, you see a trail of blood going up the fence where you saw it scale it and leap into the yard beyond. Dom Drunkard, are you going through? It's not your yard. It went all the way through the back. Your yard would be over to the right side. It went through the back and is hopping over to the house that would be behind.
Your east, it went north.
Yeah.
Isn't there a greenhouse back there, though?
There's a greenhouse back there on the left. Yes. It didn't. It just ran past. It ran to the back fence and it went over it. So it would be the house that's behind Corbett's house. Donald and Carr, did you go back through the house or did you just run around the side to go to the front?
I just ran around the side to go to the front.
Okay. So Tallahassee, as you get to the fence, you kind of jump up and pull yourself up a little bit and look over. By the time you get there, you don't see the creature in the yard of the house beyond. I want you to roll a spot hidden.
All right. 62, it's a success out of 85.
Okay, success. All right, so yep. You don't see the creature itself, but you do see spots of blood in the grass and also over the fence of that house to the right. So basically it looks like it jumped into the yard of that house and then scaled again the fence over to the next yard over that's on the right of that house. So I guess to the east.
All right, I think I'm going to follow the trail of blood. I'm going to yell to the fellas, though, what I'm doing.
I'm going to follow the trail of blood. Why are you doing that?
Okay, so Tallahassee, you yell back.
Yep.
And, all right, I want you to make a climb check.
Crap.
For old time's sake, because didn't we make you climb over the fence the first time way back in Mr. Corbett?
Yeah. I failed 45 out of 20.
All right, I'm not going to make you completely fail the climb over the fence, but it is going to take a little longer than... As you're grabbing and you're just like running your feet up the back, trying to get traction and pull yourself up over the top. Okay, Dom Drunkard, as you arrive out in the front yard, you look out to the street only to see that the car is gone. And there is no sign of Billy McConnell.
Wait, I have no say in this?
Okay. Hey, you ditched us?
I don't have any say. He said I don't. He's decided.
You ditched us?
Yes, but I actually want all of you guys to take off your headphones.
Even me?
Nope, except Abe.
Okay.
Oh.
Ooh, this is...
This is bullcrap.
Billy McConnell. Once you retrieved the lockbox and you made your way back upstairs into Corbett's main floor, you see as soon as you enter or as soon as the three of you burst out onto the main floor and that door opens, you know now is finally your chance. You've acquired something of interest, and now you know exactly what you have to do. So as soon as Dom isn't looking and as soon as Tallahassee goes the other direction, you beeline straight to the front of the house without looking back. And actually, as you're going, you lock the door behind you as you head out to the front. So you run directly to the car, you jump in, you start it, you drive off, knowing where you're going, though not knowing where you're going. And as you're driving under this compulsion, you have a flashback. You're sitting in a chair at the hospital. Raymond Goddard has just been ripped to pieces in the back, and everything's just kind of a haze. You hear footsteps from outside your vision, and suddenly somebody approaches and squats down right in front of you. As the face of Goodman Gray looks at you. As he points directly in your face and you feel the force of his words go past your broken psyche and directly into your mind as he says, "Hello, Mr. McConnell. I listen closely. You find anything of interest?" You bring it to me immediately. I'll be at Goddard's. As the memory fades and the windshield fades back in, as the rain streaks down, as you drive through the morning rain towards the home of Erastus Goddard.
Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? Immature Sam here, who can't help but laugh like a little kid at the word butthole. I don't know why. It just makes me laugh. But thank you for listening to this episode of the Arkham Files. We have wrapped up the contest, the Freedom from Boredom giveaway, and we will be announcing a winner here shortly, so stay tuned, because it could be you. Once again, thank you for all of your support, for listening to the show, and be sure to check us out on patreon.com/TheArkhamFiles, as well as our website, www.arkhamrpg.com. That is all. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.